How this come about really was that we've been doing the Soon Fellowship. Obviously, you know, I've been attending the European Fellowship of Sangha, well, international one, because everyone comes and joins that once a month. And God had been working a lot of things in my heart about vision, direction, purpose, focus, fields, labourers. And there's been some great changes in my personal life since I really kind of focused in with God. And so my desire is stronger than ever, but I know that it's so easy that we can do things from our own strength, effort, ability, previous learning from what we've learned before, from other ministries or ministry. We all have different backgrounds and different journeys, but God is bringing His church together, His body, His people, and just like Jesus said, like the fields are white unto harvest, but the laborers are few. And the laborers are the ones that, you know, really go to God, and they set their heart upon God, and they desire that more people come from darkness to light, and that there's more laborers to help in the ready-made fields that are there. See, the fields are already white unto harvest. And so, you know, right about you right now, you're in a field. But God will direct you to the perfect place where you can really flourish and grow in your walk with God, in your practice with God. From my own self, I've learned that I've heard so many teachings, given so many teachings as well, that where does it all lead to? What has it done? I realized that sound doctrine is what produces fruit, growth within you. Growth starts within you first. Like there's a rise in you, a rise of understanding, and then the direction from what we learn, as we do, then we can start to see the results that God would have us have. And I used to think that it was my positioning myself, my knowledge, my workings, my following someone else's example of setting meetings up, encouraging other people would do that, would make it fruitful. But I realize now, and I'm so thankful to God, that it really, like, is as each one goes to God, as each person, you know, turns their heart to God, to really be led by Him and to really know what He wants you as an individual to do. And He's put dreams and desires in all of our hearts. And I realize is as we focus with God and go to Him and we're receiving sound words, these words that edify and give direction, as we implement them and follow that from our heart, not from religious duty, not because some man has said it, because we see and receive the truth, those truths in our heart with love, with an intention to do. So God was showing me like that growth starts with me. It starts with me as an individual, turning my heart to God, seeking Him with all my heart. And then he enlarged that desire within me then to feed and give to other people. So like He gave me a desire many years ago to do a website. I've done that website. I've done a lot of my own work on that website in the sense of manufacturing things. Okay, if we do this, make that available, this is going to happen. It didn't happen. So now I realize that, you know, it's not that I got to sit every day preparing something nice to put up on the website to encourage God's people. But if you really want encouraged, where do you go? You go to God. So I was sucked down and God just put it in my heart to do this leaders meeting. And I really didn't want to do this, to be honest with you, to begin with. And I'm like, no, God, like it's the same, it's going to be the same old thing. People are come, listen, go, and then you never see them again type of thing. And then they think I'm trying to make something happen, and I'm not. So I left it, and then the thought kept coming back. And then God, when I was praying, it would come back to my mind. So I said, okay, God, I'll do this, and you show me what to do. So initially, God just showed me to write the letter that I wrote to you all and personalize it. And then I just asked God, who do I send it to? So I didn't send it to everyone. I just sent it to who comes to my heart. God knows the hearts. I don't know the hearts. I'm not putting myself out as some great leader, but just to move with the rhythm of God and to encourage other people that all of us are free to move with God. If we do what God puts in our heart based upon what we're receiving from God, what we're being fed. And I realize that sound doctrine is just so very important. It's not like our personal working of the scriptures. It's not our personal knowledge. Even though we do go to scriptures, we read stuff. I read stuff from the scriptures. But it's what is given by God to do and to move and to implement. I realized also that when we allow God to energize us through speaking by the Spirit of God, that these are the words that are going to help us right now. In our time, in our movement, it won't go contrary to the scriptures, what's already written, but it will enhance it and highlight certain truths that we haven't understood before, that we may have read. There's a balance in all these things, and that balance God gives to us. So my heart here is to encourage each person that, you know, you can really have your own field, your own works. It all depends what your desire is. Some people may not have a desire right now, but that doesn't mean to say you won't have one by the end of the fellowship. I realized going to India many years ago, I would go every January to the leaders' meetings there. And I didn't know, because obviously they all speak Hindi or Punjabi, but a lot of these people that went to this leaders' meeting were brand new people. They didn't have any goals, they didn't have any desires. And then the leaders would get up and share about their goals, their desires, what they want to do with God. And then so then they would encourage these new people to come up and share their desire. A lot of people from that time would get up, even because they was encouraged to get up and just share anything that's in their heart. And they would get up and all of a sudden they'd just be inspired to share, I want to see the word of God move in my town, my city, or another area. And then they would share that, like the desire would come from God through them. And then they would declare that with all their hearts. And then the following year, when I went back to the next leaders meeting, those new leaders from the previous year would come back with their people. And then they would get up and share, well, you know, last year I come, I didn't know what my desire was, and I come to the leaders meeting, I was encouraged to share, and this is what I shared, and behold, this is what God has done. Because it's God that does the work, it isn't us. We just position ourselves with God, with a humble heart, and then just implement what we're being encouraged to do. And that's what I've done. So from a year ago going to India, my life has totally changed. My perception has changed, and I know I have a fantastic relationship with God. It's a living relationship, a daily walk with Him, and I get up every day and I just say, Father, you give me my before ordained works. You work in me what you want me to do. I'm not going to do nothing. You have to really lead me, and because I want to see your works. And He really has. And He's bringing people, and people are connecting, people are calling now, and when they tell me their situation or problems or whatever, I'm finding that the words just come out for them. It's not that I've had to sit down and think, hold on, let me check my PhD things here, or, you know, what I learned from before, but God really gives those words, and the ones I also recognize, the ones that are practicing what we've been encouraging. Now, what I'm encouraging is what God's working in my heart, but also what I'm also receiving from my leader, which is Sangeet Bains, and that's where I connect, and I'm very blessed that I'm doing that, and I know it's in the right place. And it's not because it's Sangeet Bains, but it's because of what he's sharing. You know, his heart for God and his consistent growth and fruit there in India is evident for all to see and know. We see and hear these things from afar. And it's been a consistent journey, and it's been a consistent growth and rising up of new people. And each of these people are really encouraged, you know, you take your desire before God, and you stay connected where God shows you and where you're being fed. The sound doctrines, not man tradition, but sound words from God. And these guys do that, and they're seeing great results. And it's a great example for us to follow. But I realized that I had to really follow. I had to really make that commitment to really focus in and make a commitment unto God to really connect where He showed me and to receive those sound words. So when I'd done that, when I went to India, I stood in Sangeet's living room. I've shared this before, but I'll share it again because it's very important. You know, I made a committed decision to God. Okay, God, I'll connect to Sangeet. So I know that you want me to do that. And I'll do everything that he's encouraging. You know, that you're working in his heart to feed me personally, as well as collectively to others. And I decided then, I'm going to get rid of every other doctrine. Every other thing I learn, I'm going to put to the side. Because, you know, there was a time before I connected that I got into confusion. I didn't even know what to believe. I was hearing teachings from here, teachings from, and I was in confusion. And as we all know, that God is not the God of confusion. So, you know, it really, I really went to God and said, God, I don't know what to believe no more. You know, I know you're there, but no, who do I believe? Because there's so many doctrines. People can make the scriptures say what they want to say. And then you've got people that work the scriptures, biblical scholars or whatever you want to call them, that have had training in them, and they don't even agree on stuff. So who's right? And so this set me on a journey to really just go to God. And then God was showing me personal things that I needed to do, which I'd done, to the point that he led me up to that connection. So when I actually went and stood in Sangha's front room, which was a miracle by God, because we weren't even supposed to see Sangha, it was through the lockdown that we got there. It just dawned on me, like God saying, this is where you connect. It was like a revelation, a dawning on me, I can't explain it. It was God. And so I just committed then. Okay, God, I'm not going to listen to any other doctrine, but I'm going to follow what's being encouraged, and I'm going to practice this. I'll probably make mistakes, but I'm going to practice this with all my heart unto you. And so that's what I've done, and the dynamics in my life and everything has changed. So I realized through that there's things that I can encourage people like yourself that are on this meeting now. Is that, you know, we want to see great growth. We got to do what God says, not what a man says. But God will have you connect where you can be fed and encouraged also. And God will show you where that is. And if you're following that with all your heart, not just hearing it, and you're practicing it, even if it's like seems, well, I'm not too sure, but you do it, you step out with God in trust and in confidence, then you start to see results happen, and you start to see peace come, you start to see things change, relationships change, and I really want to impart that, what I'm learning. So I know I got something to give because God's put it in me to give to specific people that will, you know, listen, and I know he's got my field that I'm to desire to him for my labourers, and he will bring them, and he'll make them stand out. But I realised that nothing happens without a solid, committed decision. Once you know what to do or where to connect, you decide with all your heart, and don't let anything come in that will take you away from the committed decision you make. Because believe me, there will be things there that will try and come in, I know, through my walk. That when I made that decision, there was other voices, but we don't hear the stranger's voice. So once you know what to do and where to connect and where to move forward with, if you commit to God with that, I'm not going to go any other way, but I'm going to do this, then you'll see things just start to happen for you, like without your effort. God will really cater to you and really give you what you need where you are, in your situation, in your circumstances. And as you stay faithful, practicing and doing the encouragement, and then orientating yourself every day to God, even if you've got, you might have a circular job or whatever, I'm blessed not to have that, because God's called me to do what I'm doing. I can really focus in with God, but I'm not like sat here studying the scriptures all day long. I get up, I speak in tongues, I say what I want, not what I see. And I realised when God showed me about that, I needed to know what I wanted. And the only way that I could really know what I wanted was going to God. Father, what do I want? What is the best for my life? What have you got planned that you preordained for me? And can you walk me into them? So I get up, I speak in tongues, I give my desires to God, and then I just go about my day, and then the phone rings or something like that. You know, just like Sangha had encouraged me this way, I've done what he said, and God gives you the work every day. And sometimes it just may be relaxing, you know, doing other things or tending to what you got to do. But really, there's no effort from our part. I can't make labourers. I can't make them come to me. But God can bring them. If my heart is right, and my focus is on him, and I'm willing to do it his way, then he'll bring them, and he's bringing them. So this leaders meeting is for you to share, and to share your desires, what you want to do, what your vision is, what your goals is. You might not have one right now, but as you speak, it will come. Because, you know, God's brought you here. I haven't brought you. I don't know. Half the people on here I didn't know were going to come. Like Beatrice and Rebecca and, is it Marcel? Marielle. And so, and Porrig, I didn't know Porrig was going to come on, you know, and I knew some of the others. Hannah was, you know, was a great blessing that she come on. So, and I know there's other people that would have been on part from previous engagements they had. They couldn't make this one, but they will be coming to the next one. And it's just really, it's not that I'm the leader here or anything. I'm just made it available, the leaders meeting. It's a platform for you to share your heart, what you want to do, what your goals are, what your desires are. And then to give you a focus with God and say, okay, God, I'm going to commit to you to do these things. You do them through me. And it's also a great opportunity for us to come together as the body. One body. It builds vision. Like seeing you on here is building my vision. Is, you know, it builds it up. And all of us are the same. And that's the great thing. That all of us are the same. All of us are free. And all of us can, you know, do what God shows us. And we can all encourage one another and excite one another. So, you know, like I said to God today when I got up, I don't even know what I'm doing on this meeting. Like, how do you want it all to go? And it was just a still small voice, just begin. And that just comes, just begin. I'll lead this. You just begin. So, there you go. I've begun. Now I'm going to hand it over to, you know, all of you should share what's in your heart, what your visions are, your goals. And God is then able, you know, as you speak them out from your heart without fear, then God is able to start implementing things for you. And again, I will say one more thing before I hand it over to whoever wants to share next, is that the sound doctrine is the key. And sound doctrine is what comes from God directly, and it won't go at cross purposes with what is already written. And you'll know, you've got Holy Spirit in you, and you can discern.